Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Welcome to Halloween weekend 2021. We are so glad you're here for a fun Be Our Guest podcast. Ricky and Pam are joining me, and we talk about what we would put into a time capsule to be opened at Walt Disney World at the 100th anniversary of the property. So if we had to dig up the big chest in 2071, what things would we put in from today to mark the times, hear what we throw in, and where we would bury our time capsule on property. And finally, stick around to the very end. I give you the perfect last-minute Halloween costume for 2021. Don't forget today's show brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs. We'd love to help you plan the perfect Disney vacation. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. That one extra click really does help support all we do. Click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, thank you sincerely to our patrons. You support the show each month, and we couldn't do this show without you. Our patrons also get a bonus show every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. If you'd like to support the show yourself, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at.
Welcome to episode 1989 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at The Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Hopefully you are ready for a fun Halloween weekend, and here is my annual, this is my annual PSA that I give every year here on the show. Now, Halloween is on a weekend this year, so that's pretty cool, but even if you're out, you know, I say this for a lot of the folks that are driving home from work, if it's a weeknight when you have, you know, October 31st, be careful with all the ghosts and goblins that are out there, the little kids out there trick-or-treating, so if you're out and about, drive slowly, put the phone down. Just be, you guys are going to all do that, but just be extra careful, especially remind your teen drivers, because maybe this is the first time that your kid is out there driving during Halloween, just to be really careful, because again, the kids should not be in the streets crossing, zigzagging. But remember, I remember when I trick-or-treated back in the day. I was crazy. I didn't care. I would go back and forth. My parents told me, you know, stay on this one side of the street, go up, down one side of the street, down the other, you know, only go to houses with the light on. And once I got out of the side of our house, I broke every rule. I went to every dark house. It's a wonder I'm still alive. I mean, seriously, I'm surprised I didn't get kidnapped, hit by a car. It's a miracle. So I'm just saying, and there's probably kids like me out there. Hopefully not, but there could be. So just be on the alert this weekend as you're out there. And everybody out there, hey, this is, hopefully everybody can have a fun, semi-normal Halloween this year, right? Last year, at least in St. Louis, it was that COVID, you know, kind of still. It was really weird with trick-or-treating. It was super, super cold here in St. Louis last year. I mean, record-breaking cold. So we hardly had any trick-or-treaters. My nephew's coming over this year for Halloween, so we're going out. We had to rent a kid, right? Mallory doesn't, she's 13, almost 14. Like, she's too cool to trick-or-treat now. So I'm borrowing my nephew so I can actually go out and trick-or-treat. So I can wear my flight suit and go around the neighborhood and get some candy. So it's going to be, I'm the biggest kid out there, so I'm excited. Had to borrow a kid. So it's going to be fun. So anyway, we're going to have a good time. Be careful out there. And we're going to get Halloween kicked off. Ricky from the Mouse for Less. What's up, Ricky? What are you doing for Halloween this year?
The day before, so Saturday, we have a trick-or-treat event that we are doing on behalf of the church that we go to.
Tell me it's not a trunk or treat, because it's got to be a trunk or treat. Oh, it's not. Holy cow. That's not crazy.
It's a trick or treat trail, which we're going to take part in. We're going to have popcorn. We're selling stuff like that. So we're doing that. And then on actual Halloween, you know, I'm kind of the weirdo. I don't buy Halloween candy. I do something very different, and I think everyone appreciates it, because I don't get a lot of kids here, so we get some, but not many. So I get like maybe 20, 30 kids, which isn't really that much. So I don't buy full size candy bars, but what I do buy is I buy Little Debbie Halloween snack cakes.
Oh, and I love Little Debbie every day.
Yes, exactly. So hopefully it'll be, it's going to be chilly here a little bit, but so hopefully, you know, Brian and I will be out on the porch handing out those Little Debbie snap cakes. And then around the corner, Goofy's going to come out with a chainsaw.
Yes.
So run!
That's right. And I've told that story so many times about how I almost got one of my students killed because I jumped up, scared him. He ran out into the street, almost got hit by a car. And his mom thought it was the funniest thing ever. But I almost got him ran over because I dressed up like a scarecrow.
You had to know that I had to come out with Goofy and the chainsaw
Yeah. It's one of our greatest all-time episodes.
I didn't go to Halloween Horror Nights this year, so I didn't get to have Goofy come out with a chainsaw when I talked about that. So I figured it's Halloween. Goofy's got to come out with a chainsaw.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you real quick, and then we're going to get to Pam here. So on property, what is the most scary place? It could be a resort. It could be any place. Not even like, doesn't even have to be like a built-up. Was the one place you would not want to be alone at night on Halloween?
Got it.
Where?
Oh, not even a question. I would not want to be alone in the lobby of the boardwalk with those creepy, creepy doll chairs.
Oh, that's not
no way. No.
That's not even close to where I'm gonna go.
No, dude.
That's child's play. No.
No creepy doll chair, because if those suckers came alive in the middle of the night,
they probably do.
They probably do. I am out. There's no way that's happened. No, no.
I'm pretty sure those things dance around that lobby from about 2:12 to about 2:17 a.m. every day.
I think they do. Those things are creepy, creepy. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google creepy doll chairs boardwalk and you'll find them.
Yes.
They're everywhere and they're so creepy.
All right. Also joining us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, she's the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, happy Halloween. What's on tap for you this weekend?
Happy Halloween. I will actually be in the world.
Oh, good call.
So I will be celebrating there. And hopefully next year I'll be in my new house.
Right.
So I don't even know where Halloween will be at. Yeah, because at our old house, we got hundreds of kids. Truly, truly. So it'll be really, really different for us this year. But yes, we'll be in the world. And I'm trying to think like where I get creeped out at Walt Disney World. The one time I remember thinking, oh my gosh, this is kind of creepy, is when they used to have the trail from Wilderness Lodge over to Fort Wilderness.
Yes!
Remember?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It was so tree covered in there. The forest was so thick and it was sort of like, I thought early evening, but as we walked over, it was like getting dark. And on top of it, there was hardly anyone else ever there on that trail. It's like people didn't know about it. So you really felt sort of by yourself in that. So it was kind of a weird situation to be in, because how often you're at Walt Disney World by yourself?
But that happens more than you would think. Like, you think you're at Walt Disney World. I mean, you got all these hotels, all these theme parks. But you find yourself on a Disney vacation, like in the course of a week, like you find yourself like without, you know, with not seeing anybody else more than you would. Well, I guess because I get up so early and run and stuff. That's usually when it is.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. The mornings are very quiet.
Yeah, I mean, totally quiet. But you're right. I've run that path many times. You know what it is? The deer and the raccoon are all looking at you and you don't realize it on that path back in the day. Because, I mean, deer would come out all the time. Here's my place. Now, you guys, kind of amateur hour there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying. Discovery Island by yourself.
Ooh,
those people that like get caught out there, like, are they crazy? Okay, the other night, so they, real quick story, and I promise we'll get into today's topic. Today's not gonna be a super long show, but so they did a story about this abandoned mall that Ricky used to live right next to, and my first job was at this mall at the Chick-fil-A. It was called Jamestown Mall, and like I grew up going there my whole life. Like, I mean, that we just got dropped off there on a Saturday. Yep. You would spend your whole day at Jamestown Mall. I mean, everybody's got that mall in their life, right? Where you would just go as a teen. That's where you stayed. They put up Christmas decorations there. My grandparents took us there. You know, you met Santa there. You did everything, and you know, worked there as a teen, so forth. Well, so this mall obviously shuttered. It started going downhill years and years ago, but it totally closed in 2014. And so they did some kind of story about how it flooded, like some sprinklers went off the other day and it flooded the Sears store, one of the anchors. And so I went down a rabbit hole on YouTube, and there was these Ermine explorers that went in and like shot, about 4 months ago. And I mean, this place is trashed. And I mean, I've had nightmares ever since I saw this video. Like, if I'm trapped, because it all, like, I know the place, like, that was Casey Sports, that was Dillard's, like, that was KB Toys, that was CPI Photography, where I got my pictures, that was Prince Plus. I mean, like, this place is giving me nightmares. I mean, because, like, right now it's dark. Like, what if I was in there? It would freak me out. Like, that kind of stuff. But, I mean, like, what, these people that are these urban explorers that get caught, like, on Discovery Island, are you crazy? Mm-hmm. Like, are you doing that on purpose? Like, no way. No way. Uh-uh. No. Nope.
That's crazy.
And that guy, the last guy that got caught said, like, he did it by accident or something, didn't he? Like, he said he didn't know that he couldn't, like, camp out there or something. Yeah. Whatever. Whatever. Right? Anyway. Okay. Listener Leslie sent me an email earlier this week, and this was what the email said. It was very simple. My husband's having a baby boy on November 4th. My husband and I are going to Walt Disney World on November 29th to celebrate my 50th birthday. I'd like to create a time capsule for baby Miles to open on Walt Disney World's 100th birthday. Any suggestions? So I was talking with Leslie, and I came up with kind of a modified idea for today's show. So I don't know if you heard, but Walt Disney World is celebrating its 50th anniversary.
This is brand new information. I did not know this.
They should do commercials or something on TV.
They should.
About it.
Right?
Maybe.
They should have a special event.
They should. Yeah, they should. Or maybe should. like a dessert or something.
New fireworks.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, something.
Sweatshirt. You know, Crocs. I don't know. Yeah. Do you see those Crocs, by the way? Those 50th anniversary Crocs?
No.
Have you seen them? I saw them yesterday. No. They're pretty crazy.
No.
Scott probably already has a pair. I'm just saying.
Probably.
So, anyway, I just pictured those on Scott. So, here's what we're going to do today. Okay, so we all get to, we're going to put a chest. Okay, you know, usually a time capsule is kind of like a, you know, like a cylinder. But we're going to go a little bit bigger, not huge, like a treasure chest, maybe like a couple feet wide. Mm-hmm. We're going to also, each one of us will say where we would like to bury this chest on Walt Disney World property. We get to throw in three things. Now we can't, here's the thing. It has to be stuff as a guest you can get a hold of. So you can't throw in like a, you know, like I said, like the Nutcracker in Carousel of Progress. I can't go take that. That's not accessible to me as a guest. So I'll lead it off real quick. Something from the last 50 years that in 100 years you'll be like, oh yeah, that was something that was kind of a turning point or marked a certain time in Walt Disney World history. So here's my first example. I would just throw in a Magic Band because in 100 years, that's going to be something that's obviously going to be a relic. But to me, it denotes kind of a turning point when technology really started to impact your Walt Disney World vacation, for the better or for the worse, you know, depending on your point of view. But this is when, you know, FastPass Plus came about. Now, of course, FastPass Plus is now in the rearview mirror. I mean, it seems like we just knew ye, FastPass Plus.
Yeah, right?
Like, and now Genie Plus is like, see you later, buddy. You know, but I mean, this is like ancient history now. But, you know, we're still using Magic Bands, but who knows for how long. Magic Band 2's come out very, very soon. You know, so this would be like an obsolete Magic Band here pretty soon. Not obsolete, but a first gen kind of thing. It's like the iPod's 20 years old, right? I mean, like, we don't use iPods anymore. Like,
nope.
they're not around anymore. Who'd have thought that? You know, I'd like bought like six of them, you know, over the history of their run because you just had to have them. So I'm going to throw in a Magic Band because that was kind of a turning point from you just show up and do your thing to technology is going to be more important moving forward. So that's something small, something inexpensive. I'm tossing it into the chest. Okay, Pam, what about you? What are you going to throw into the time capsule here?
So I'm going to throw in a lightsaber.
Because
this began a new era really for Disney in this space. The marrying of Disney and Star Wars. It became not just the movies, but then it was part of the parks, and it's a game changer for so many reasons, I think, for the Disney fan, for the Star Wars fan, for so many different fans. And I think the lightsaber is just such a great representation. I mean, the fact that you can come and build a lightsaber that lights up, I mean, that's, I think, just a really cool thing. And so many guests just go. I mean, it's so popular that experience comes close to selling out or sells out nearly every day. So yeah, the lightsaber, I think it's just really impactful.
Right. And just think, I mean, you know, Star Tours was basically one of the very first simulators of, you know, definitely the first like wildly popular simulator attraction.
Yeah.
You know, for the past 50 years. And now we have Galaxy's Edge and Rise of the Resistance. Right? And it's all because of that synergy between Disney and Star Wars. And the lightsaber, to me, maybe by, if I'm still, I won't be around. But, you know, the 100th anniversary, I'd love to have a lightsaber by then. That'd be sweet. I probably won't, but I'd love to. All right, Ricky, what do you throw it? You know what? That reminds me of, like, the one movie where she goes in and, like, that lightsaber is in the chest. Like, she opens up the chest. She might be opening up our time capsule. Who knows?
She might be.
Right. All right, Ricky, what are you throwing in first thing?
So, the first thing I'm going to throw in is kind of interesting because it's not something that people, I don't think, would necessarily think of off the top of their heads, but it's something that I think of. And it is the DVD for that one that with Aaron and Luke and the bench guy.
Yes.
And here's why. First of all, DVDs are obsolete now at this point. So we, you know, and the fact that Disney used to mail out DVDs to people again.
That was such an exciting day when you got that in the mail.
Before they did that, they mailed out VHSs,
yes,
which I have a few of. I have
too.
A few of those as well.
Same.
So I'm just saying.
I have Disney Cruise Line ones, and I am never giving those up.
I have VHS ones. I have DVD ones. Yep, totally have those. But the reason why that one is the one that I think that we should throw in is because that's really when Disney changed their whole dynamic of kind of how they did things. You know, before it was the you know, Ultimate Park Hopper, you got to go to all the parks, have all the access, and that's when they changed over to the, you know, the individualized, you know, buying the tickets, you know, you had
magic
to buy the number
way.
Of days,
magic
your way, like that was the day that, like, that was when they changed over to that, and that really changed the way you went on a Disney vacation. I mean, to be perfectly honest, you know, that changed how that whole process worked. And plus, that is such a classic to us, you know, guide of touring Walt Disney World. Plus, then it shows off, like, this is what Walt Disney World was like in this time period because, you know, you got to see the park. I mean, even watching that video now, like, the way that things have changed so much, even in the course of, you know, 15 years or so, it's kind of crazy. Or is it 15? It's been 15, right? Yeah. So it's just been crazy kind of like watching how all that has changed too. So it's kind of like a threefer. It's a weird choice, but like I think that it really kind of represents like the changes that Walt Disney World has made in multiple ways. So, yeah.
I like it. All right, my second one. I'm throwing in a Walt Disney World Marathon medal from a Run Disney Marathon weekend event. Because the thing is, who knows if in the next 50 years, you know, Run Disney's been a hot thing for the last decade. Actually, it's been going on for probably about 20, 25 years. But I mean, this is something that could or could not be around, you know, come 100 years from now. But I think that it's one of those things that looking back, if it's not around, it would be an interesting thing to say, oh, wow, like they used to do races. I mean, because right now, even if you go to somebody and say, do you know the Magic Kingdom parking lot? They used to race Indy cars. I bet you a lot of guests would say there was never a racetrack out in that parking lot. And it was only about 3 years ago that track was out there. Like, I forget that it was out there right now. And it hasn't been that long. We ran on that sucker for some of the races. And it was hard because it was banked.
Yes.
You know, just stuff like that. You know, kind of the intro, you know, like the water sports that used to be out on Seven Seas Lagoon and Bay Lake. You know, that kind of stuff that, you know, it's not really why you go to Walt Disney World. Like theme parks and rides and restaurants and hotels. But, you know, you go down there. Did you know there was an inline marathon that you could inline speed skate at Walt Disney World? They had an inline speed skating marathon. I made my money inline speed skating, but it was not at the same time that I was kind of touring the country doing that. One of my biggest regrets, I didn't skate that race. But, you know, they had that stuff in the 90s. So, yeah, Run Disney, I would put a token in, like a medal from a Run Disney event to look back and say, wow, they used to run races all over property, through the castle. Fun. That's what I would do. Okay, Pam, second thing, what do you get throw in?
So the next thing I'm putting in are the mini ear headbands.
I was thinking that, yes.
Those have exploded so much.
Yeah,
and I think the reason why is there's just such broad appeal. First of all, they're making them in so many different themes and colors and different styles. So I think that there's something that really appeals to everyone. And I think that it really is something that just makes, like, you see them in pictures, you see people wearing them, and you're like, those look good. They, you know instantly what they are, right? They're Disney. They say Disney. People are collecting them at home. They're displaying them at home. So there's so many reasons why these have sort of become important, but it's also sort of the Disney style that you've seen grown in popularity, right?
Oh, yeah.
It used to be that the general styles that were available, like you could get a Mickey t-shirt or a Mickey sweatshirt, and there were relatively few designs and the things that you can buy. Now the style, the colors, there's just a theme for everyone. And I think that it's sort of, in addition to it, just they're just being really cute and a great souvenir. They sort of represent this, that there is a Disney style now, and Disney really caters and develops items just to help with that. So
what's crazy about those headbands from somebody, my thing is I get these like Nike hats. I always get the latest, you know, whether it's a white one, a black one with Mickey or, you know, whatever. Sometimes I got, you know, different logos. Those are kind of my things. But with those Mickey headbands, those, you know, the ones that the females tend to wear, is that, you know, I see these because they're always on Twitter, like, here's the latest one. You know, somebody posts it on Twitter. I mean, do they ever say no to a design like nowadays? Because, you know, it's like this one has like this certain, it's not even like this is a pretzel mini headband at this point. It's like, oh, this is the, you know, sweet cream cheese pretzel mini headband at this point. I mean, right? they are so specific. But I guess, I mean, Pam, I guess they sell or else they wouldn't put them out there. But do you think people try to collect? There's no way you could try to collect. It's like Vinylmation. There's no way you could collect all these. But I guess they're trying to be like, I guess this is, you know, for the pretzel mini headband fan. I don't know. I mean, are they like, is there that niche of an audience for these things? I always wonder that kind of stuff. It's crazy.
I think so. I think because they sell them all
nuts.
No, all the time.
Mike, you're talking to the girl who bought the Donald Buck.
That's
butt
true.
Ears,
yeah, you shouldn't.
Butt
have,
ears
but yes, you
headband.
Did.
I totally bought the Donald Butt Ears headband, and I'm proud of it. I love that headband. Is it stupid? Yes, it's ridiculously dumb. Did I buy it? Yes, I sure did. So, I mean, I own those, so, and I'm proud of it.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Okay, speaking of, okay, what's your second thing to throw into the time capsule / chest?
Okay, so I, again, kind of along the lines of what Pam was talking about and the just explosion that has happened in regard to this, and I think we can thank Tokyo for this, to be perfectly honest, but it's the explosion of popcorn buckets and sippers. So I'm putting one of each of those in there because you got to have the combination of the two because they go together. But the way that those things have just completely gone bonkers crazy with Disney fanatics. I mean, you know, I have a few popcorn buckets. I have some sippers. Do I need either one of those things? No, I do not. Do they just go on my shelves? Yes, they do. But you know what? They make for kind of cute decorations, so I'm not mad about it. So I have most of the ones that I have are like holiday ones, so they go out as like holiday decorations. So it's not quite as weird in my house, but like, you know, I mean, at my brother's apartment, there's, you know, some Star Wars ones, and like, there's just, they're hanging up as decorations, actual decorations. So, you know, the explosion of the popcorn bucket is absolutely something that I, you know, if you would have told me, you know, 15 years ago that we'd be, you know, collecting these popcorn buckets, I would have been like, no, but we're absolutely doing it and doing it very happily. So.
You know what I find?
I mean, look at what happened on the first. Everybody right. lost their mind. The longest waits were for basically popcorn buckets. So, I mean, yeah.
You want to know my hot take, though, on the popcorn buckets? This is kind of a semi, like, lukewarm take.
All right, let's go.
And again, it's because I'm cheap. I kind of like that it's regular buckets as opposed to, like, the balloons and the Mickey Mouse and, like, the really nice ones. Like, because they have cool designs on just the, like, the white buckets for the seasonal ones. I mean, even the 50th one that's the regular bucket is pretty kind of, it's cute. And it's not more expensive and it's easier to manage. It's not as big.
Agreed. I mean, I have a few of them. If you look at my, you know, collection here, which you guys can't
see. That's what
see,
you call
but-
it? Okay.
Yeah, my collection. Yes, behind me. That's what I call it. Not hoarding, collection. I have popcorn buckets that are just, you know, the original ones, you know, they're sitting up on the shelf. So, you know, and I bought one the last time I was in Walt Disney World. Did I need the popcorn bucket? No, but I was like, I can buy $2 popcorn. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, that, and honestly, that's why I buy it, because you get the refill for pretty cheap. And yes. Then I refill it on my last day on the way out, and I eat it on the plane on the way home.
Same.
That's what I do.
Same. Yep.
Because it's an easy thing to bring on. Okay, so my last thing that I'm going to throw into our chest, and again, super simple, but this is the kind of stuff I find interesting when I go through like archives of things. I would pick up just a paper park map from a random day, like today, like Monday, as we're recording this show. Of course, it's coming out on Friday, but just, you know, some October, November day from 2021, put a times guide inside of it, just close it up, pristine condition, put it in a Ziploc bag, throw it in the chest. Because I think the thing with that is that more than anything is a snapshot in time as to far, you know, there's so much you can see in an old park map as to like what kind of live entertainment was there. What were the attractions that were available that day? What was coming soon? What were the park hours like? You know, and the thing is, even beyond that, think about if you go back like 10 years ago or 15 years ago, you had like Kodak photo spots. Like those are Nikon photo spots. They're all going away. They're taking the signage down because... Yeah. Everybody just takes selfies in front of purple walls now. I mean, it's just like, well, you don't do that. So it's just, you know, you don't have to do it for like October 1st, 2021. It would just be like a random day and like what was offered that day as far as shows and restaurant hours and what do people eat and all that kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff I love to just come across, you know, just like what was a regular day like in that time period. So I would just grab a park. And you know what, to be honest, if you had to ask me in 10 years, will there be paper park guides? Actually, I would say in 5 years, there's a low likelihood that you would be able to pick up a paper park guide.
Well, I think they have to have them for people that have needs for them. So.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't think they'll be available like they are nowadays. Like where you walk into the park and they're readily available to grab.
Yeah,
I would say you would have to go out of your way to maybe like City Hall to get one.
Yeah.
I'm still, to me, this is just me, and I like how it is. Don't get me wrong. I like the paper maps. I'm old school. I love technology, but I love having that tactile thing in my hand. But the thing is, every time I see them out there, I'm shocked that they still have that many of them available every day. I just think that, you know, that's one of those things where I'm surprised when I was like, oh, we could save $7.50 today, you know, but I, Disney, don't listen to this. Okay, moving on. Pam, before I get down there in November and there's no park maps. Pam, go ahead. Last thing to throw in.
So my last thing I'm throwing in is one of the special Disney cupcakes. And then we're going to have to...
Pam, you were totally on the same wavelength because I was 100% thinking about the cupcake. I'm not joking. And I thought about the headbands. We are totally on the same wavelength today. Yes.
That's too funny. Yeah. So the reason why I'm picking this one is that, you know, it used to be there were some standard snacks you could get at Walt Disney World, and then that was pretty much it, right?
Yes.
Then we started getting special cupcakes, and we had a special cupcake. Oh, gosh. I'm so excited about it. There was a noise there. We had a cupcake for everything.
Yes,
and
we did.
Still do. Yes. We still get a cupcake for everything. But in addition to that, there's really been an explosion in terms of, we've used that term a lot, in terms of the snacks that Disney is offering. I mean, the list for the 50th celebration snacks was huge. Every year when we get to the holidays, that list of different snacks that they're releasing are huge, and they do it for almost every holiday. You name the holiday, they're coming out with a special snack for it. And sometimes they come up with multiple special snacks for it. So I think that Disney, for a few reasons, this is happening. You know, of course, being able to take a good picture of it and post it on social media, having it be that exciting, that new, that kind of cool looking that people are doing this. And they always are rotating that because they want people to keep doing it. And I also think that they want people just coming back for it. How many of these snacks are purchased just because they look so cool? Yeah. People walking past to see the sign, right? And they're like, I want to have that. I'm like, saying, I've got to have that.
In this circle right here at this recording and a bunch of others, the rule is the camera eats first.
Correct,
just saying.
For sure.
Just saying, that's the rule. You can
always
use that.
Always. And we make purchases based on the fact that we're going to take a picture of it, maybe take a bite of it.
Absolutely.
And then it sometimes goes away or, you know, the rest of the people we're traveling with.
I can share this now. I've had this. Yes, I've experienced it. Please don't make me eat it all by myself, because I don't need to.
Trust me, I'm everybody's worst nightmare, because when I'm hungry, dude, I just bite into stuff like right away, because I'm just a normal dude that just wants to eat his food that he just ordered. And everybody's like, eat, whoa, Mike, we didn't get it from the seventh angle, you know, with the right lighting. I'm like, dude, just
Mike,
let me eat the
on.
Pork chop. I know, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's true, but it really, the cupcake is kind of the thing that started it all. It kind of, you know, we had those cupcakes and we still do. And I'm so glad that we do. I'm so glad that we get the special treats. So it makes it fun.
It does. All right, but Ricky, you got the last thing to throw into the chest. The time capsule for 2071.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of take a page from what one of our listeners has mentioned on here, and I think I can kind of tie it in together. So Corwin of Amber has how he wants, says something about putting in the explosion of bloggers, podcasters, things like that. So what I'm gonna, and
we're gonna put Ricky into the Ricky's gonna go into the chest for
you're
the
not wrong
years.
In a way. here's what I'm gonna put in. I think we should put in a cell phone, which had, obviously you'd have to have, you know, a cord to plug it in with and, you know, all that stuff so that somebody could, you know, look at it later. But if you looked at my cell phone and you looked at my photos, and you would just see tons and tons and tons of Disney photos, Disney videos, things like that. So you'd put this cell phone in there and you'd have little snippets, little video snippets. You'd have the photos, you'd have the podcasts that I listened to, you know, at the time and things like that. And then that would really give that snapshot of like, okay, it really was this time of media explosion at Walt Disney World. And people really were like, you know, talking about it in a real and excited way. And I feel like that would be it's not something that Disney necessarily has given away, although they have given away, you know, because I've taken, you know, the photos and stuff like that. So it's been done at Walt Disney World. But I feel like that is something that is unique to, especially this time period, you know, walk around Walt Disney World, you know, you'll see people vlogging and taking, I mean, look at us taking pictures of our food.
10 years ago, we'd be like, that guy's just talking to himself, like the whole way around this park. Now it's like, oh, he's a vlogger.
He's a vlogger. He's a podcaster. I mean, look at when we first were going, we're going, oh, look at that, you know, weird person talking to themselves, and they got their camera out.
Like, oh,
and,
no,
you know,
they're really in love with themselves. No, well, yeah, they are. They really are in love with themselves. They're just a podcaster.
They're just a podcaster now. Yeah, exactly. So I feel like that would be the best way to kind of describe this era of Disney right now is to kind of, you know, take a look at the photos that we have, the videos that we have, and, you know, the podcasts that are on our phones and, you know, stuff like that, and put that in. I feel like that would be that. The only thing I'd throw in is an annual pass holder magnet. I feel like that, you know, we had such an explosion of those, and I own all of them. So,
I do have those all over the place. They're everywhere. No, that is a great point. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that, the iPod turned 20 this week, and it's how this whole podcast started. My wife got me an iPod for my birthday, and I don't listen to music. And so she was just trying to get me like the newest thing when it first came out. And I was like, don't really listen to music. You know, I was trying to be polite. Like I could use it. I wanted to use it because it was like, cool. I love tech. And I found a Disney podcast. I'm like, this thing's free and you get a new one every week. What? You just got to plug it into your computer. I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. So I listened to a bunch of podcasts and I started one. So that's it. But you're right. I mean, like I said, I've probably had like 5 or 6 iPods, you know, because I had an iPod Nano. I had a Shuffle. I had the Classic with the click wheel. And what happens is, like, when you got your next iPod, basically the old one was frozen in time. You know, it had the music from that era. But for me, mostly, it had podcasts. And most of those podcasts are, because it was just like, because you quit syncing it. So it had, it had, like, the podcast from, like, that, because I never deleted them. So it had, like, up to that date. So, like, you know, 2005 and before. You know, and shows that were long gone. But,
yeah,
that's a great idea to throw that in there. Some digital media.
I think that digital media is the best way of kind of showcasing what it was really like back then. You know, I feel like that's going to be the key, because goodness knows it'll be interesting to see. You know, we'll probably have chips implanted in our heads.
Oh, don't say that. We don't need that. That's next level
for digital media memories at that point. But you know, whatever. So.
Whatever.
This would be like, oh, look, they were cute. They had it in their hands and they held it and walked around with
so
it.
So cute, man. That's so old school. It's having like a record player. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, kids,
ask your parents what that is. Okay. Last question. Here we go. Where are we burying this chest anywhere on property? You get to put it wherever you want. And you don't get to, like, nobody's going to know until, like, they got to, you get to, guess what? It's here. You get to tell them on the 100th anniversary. You know, if we're not around, something pops up on the 100th anniversary to be like, hey, go dig it up.
Okay,
so Pam, where are you burying it if you had your choice? Where are you putting this time capsule?
So I really don't, I'm trying to do it in a place that would cause the least amount of disruption on the day, but someplace where you can still see it. So I'm going to say that I would like to see it buried somewhere near that walkway that we have leaving from the Magic Kingdom over to the Grand Floridian at this point, because there, you know, you could sort of dig up a location and it wouldn't.
How are we on the same wavelength today, Pam? That's exactly where I was thinking.
Funny. Ricky's just copying your homework. That's all it is.
I know, right? She looked at my paper.
I know. She's totally just cheating.
I swear that's exactly the first place that popped into my head too. I was like, you know, it would be nice to kind of maybe not the first place, but it was one of the places that popped into my head of burying it over in that area along the pathway between the Grand Floridian and the Magic Kingdom. But if I can't steal that, I'd say, you know, somewhere. My favorite attraction is the Haunted Mansion, so somewhere near the Haunted Mansion, like maybe, you know, under one of the gravestones or something, you know, surprise.
There we go. That's
that would be freaky. You gotta have an arm hanging out too, so that way it looks like an actual grave. And they're what's this?
That makes this a Halloween episode. Perfect. That's perfect.
Exactly.
We didn't give a lot of effort to Halloween, but there you go. That's the connection.
There you go. That's okay. It. Yep.
You know where I'm putting it? I'm putting it by Building One, French Quarter. Between the path and the Sasagula River. Nobody's looking for it there. That's so obscure. Nobody's ever looking for a time capsule there. It's going to be right there between the running path and the Sasagula River down by Building One, down on the very far corner of French Quarter.
I like it. That's awesome.
Nobody's looking for anything there. Just a bunch of grass. Just a big patch of grass. Just saying. Yep. Nobody's bothering with anything there. So that is today's show. That's what we have in our 100th anniversary treasure chest. But here's the good part. Jump on social media today or this weekend. You know, tell us happy Halloween. Boo to you. Mail candy. I'd like the I like the cups, the small little gold cups that are in a gold wrapper. I don't care what anybody says.
Give me the peanut butter ones. Give me the pumpkin ones. You can
send those to me.
I think Pam's good with the pumpkin ones too. We've had this discussion.
Doesn't have to be virtually. You can send those to St. Peter's, Missouri. but let us know what you think. What would you add to our virtual time capsule there to open in 2071 at the 100th anniversary of Walt Disney World? And this Sunday night, as we have the live call-in show, this will be the topic. So think about it, percolate, and let's have the discussion on Sunday night as we have
You're
going to
do a show on Sunday even though it's Halloween?
Wait, I thought Saturday night was Halloween. Is Sunday night Halloween?
Yeah, Sunday's Halloween.
We might not do a show then because I got your trick or treating. Yeah, we probably.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Wait, you're gonna go to a show?
I thought it was
Halloween?
Saturday night. I don't even know. Wait, I gotta check.
No, it's Sunday.
Okay, what is the Sunday? Okay, well then no live show this Sunday night. Thanks for saying that.
You're welcome.
Dang. Well, we'll talk about this the next Sunday night. Because I'll be at Wine and Dine Race Weekend.
All right. Well, put it on Facebook.
Table it. We'll do it on social media. Well,
there you go.
Dang. I need somebody to keep. It's a good thing, Ricky, you're keeping track of all this stuff because I don't know.
Talking about going trick-or-treating and now you're talking about
I just
about
want to take calls. Caller. Caller. Who's on the line? Anyway. So we'll talk about this on social media, and I promise at some point here before 2021 ends, we'll have this discussion. All of us. We will.
I like it.
Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today for all of your Disney trip planning needs. Would love to help you plan a great Disney vacation. Again, the agents over at the Magic for Less, we're passionate Disney fans. We love the Disney destinations. We go there. We care about making sure that you have a great trip. We know how important these trips are to us, and we want to make sure that your trip is amazing as well. And of course, always get you the best price possible. That is a given. So just drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great trip planning tools to get you started. And then while you're there, fill out that quote form, and we'll get right back to you. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you so much to our patrons. You guys support the show. You allow us to put the show out 3 to 4 times a week, each and every week. And our patrons get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. If you'd like to support the show on Patreon, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Give Ricky a follow at Ricky Nibs on Instagram and Twitter. Pam is at TMFLT Pam. And I'm at BR Guest Mike on Instagram and Twitter. Give me a follow. I'd love to talk to you this week. And again, subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube. And one last request. If you have a few minutes this weekend, we'd love a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download your show. It really does help us out. And thank you to everybody who left a rating and a review. We appreciate that so very much. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on that that Halloween costume. And if you don't have a Halloween costume, probably aren't getting one at this point. Supply chain. That's what you should be this year. That'd be the ultimate costume. You go as the supply chain. Just get a chain. I don't know how you do supply. I just thought of that. You could totally just walk around like a chain around your neck and be the supply chain.
Just put a chain around your neck and on the bottom. And the word supply? Cardboard, write supply.
Yes, and I totally, I have not seen that anywhere on social media. I just totally came, and I'm not that smart, but I just totally came up with that. So if on Sunday you find yourself at about 4:30, you're like snacking, you're like eating the chili out of the crock pot, you know, because everybody's got to make chili on Halloween out of the crock pot. At least that's how we do it in the Midwest. You're just like snacking. You're like, oh man, I need a costume. It's 4:30 on Halloween night. It's starting to get dark. You just pull out a chain, write the word supply, and you're the supply chain. Greatest costume for 2021 ever. And just be late to everywhere you go. Like show up at like 11:30, knock on people's doors like at midnight. And they're like, what are you doing knocking on my door at 11:30 at night? It's Halloween ended at 8 o'clock around here. You're like, I'm the supply chain. Everything's running behind. That'd be hilarious. And then you'd probably go to jail because they call the cops like. Anyway, nobody else finds that funny. I do. Okay. Anyway, I'm getting out of here because I'm just entertaining myself at this point. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike wishing you a happy Halloween. Stay safe, stay healthy, and boo to you.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.